Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on what's taking place at the state capitol. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Day 16 and week 3 of the 105th Nebraska Legislature second session has concluded. On Thursday, state senators and hundreds of school-age children gathered inside the state capitol in honor of School Choice Day. Nebraska Family Alliance is pleased to support educational choice in Nebraska. We will be working diligently in support of LB 295, the Opportunity Scholarship Program. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director of Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, why should Nebraskans support LB 295?
Karen, we believe that every single child in Nebraska deserves the opportunity to go to the school that best fits his or her needs, regardless of their family's income or zip code. And unfortunately, right now, there isn't a lot of educational choice and freedom for families in Nebraska. Many parents can't afford to pay both local taxes in support of public schools and private tuition for a private school. And so this is a bill that's all about creating opportunities for families. And 18 other states have a law like this that has led to better academic results, more choice and freedom in education for families, and actually more savings for states. So this is a bill that we are really excited about and we hope will be debated by the full legislature and ultimately create education choice here in Nebraska.
And it doesn't harm public schools either, does it, Nate?
That's exactly right. This is a scholarship tax credit program, so it's really incentivizing private dollars to go to fund private scholarships for low and middle income families. So this is a way to create more options for families without taking anything away from public schools.
And it empowers parents to make the best educational choice for their students. On February 5th, I will be testifying in support of LB 944, which is the budget provision to eliminate taxpayer funding of abortion providers. Nate, Nebraska is a pro-life state. This is an important initiative.
Karen, Americans and Nebraskans generally agree that taxpayer dollars should not subsidize abortion. And so this provision in the state budget bill is really about providing accountability to make sure that that's not happening. And so this is a really important provision that we're working hard to support because we want to make sure that Nebraska is not subsidizing the abortion industry in our state. There is no reason that taxpayer money should be going to support an industry that is claiming thousands of unborn lives every year.
Absolutely. Nebraska Family Alliance is grateful for the opportunity to provide you the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update on important news and events during the Nebraska legislative session.